This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, Catfish Bubblegum, and Pro Angler Tackle. Well, folks, we are at a time during the spring when the very best blue catfish bite is going on. Now, by very best, I'm talking about the eater blue catfish. Now, we've already been through the period of trophy blues. Not to say you can't catch a trophy blue catfish, you know, if you're fishing at a lake such as Lake Tawakoni. Right now, you can. You can catch a big one. But now is prime time for catching a cooler full of eater blue catfish. And we have one of the best catchers of eater blue catfish that I know on the line that's going to visit with us, Mr. David Hansen over at Lake Tawakoni. David, thank you for spending some time with us today, buddy.
I always look forward to visiting with you and talking about the things that we love to do. And, you know, I don't know anything better to talk about.
Well, you know, there's all kind of stuff a person could talk about. That's why I love writing about the outdoors and doing these outdoor radio shows, because I am in my element. I get to be with people just like me a lot of ways that love to be out. I don't care what it is, if you're outside and enjoying the outdoors. Now, I think I hit the nail on the head, though, David. Right now is primo for going out there. Well, Lake Tawakoni is full of channel catfish, yes, but it's also full of blues. One of the best blue catfish lakes there is, in my opinion. I've been seeing the pictures that you post on Facebook, big old tables full of what we call eater blues. So it's on. I fished there with you, well, the last 2 years, somewhere in this time period, and we always sacked them up. There's some big fish fries in the makings, isn't there?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it is on. It's time for the, you know, to feed the family.
Let's talk about, yeah, you bet. Let's talk about catching them. Now, when you fish for blues, you know, fresh shad, that's the primo bait. How hard is bait for you to get right now?
Well, we've been through a period with all this, you know, cold fronts and whatnot. It makes the large shad extremely hard to find. The thread-fed shad are starting to come in good. Afternoons, they're really coming into the warm water. And from what I'm seeing, the thread-fin shad are catching fish better than the cut gizzard shad.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And so it's really made it a lot easier on me as far as catching bait.
That's good. And there is no better bait for a blue catfish than fresh shad. I've learned that a long time ago. But sometimes shad, in the dead of winter when they go deep, they can be a real challenge. But afternoons, I guess the sunnier, shallow water, I reckon, is what you're keying on.
Yes, sir. Warm that water up, maybe not 2 or 3 degrees, you know, and by the time I come in from my fishing trip, usually they're flipping in the back of the cove there where I'm cleaning fish, and it makes it pretty easy on me.
Good. That's good. Now, areas that you would target, and folks, David, when he's catfishing, he doesn't fish with one rod. I mean, you do catch them one rod at a time. But how many rods will you put out when you're fishing like you are right now?
12 to 14.
Right. And long cast away from the boat. There's a question that, to me, I know that a catfish at times in shallower water can be really spooky. And you put those baits out there a ways when you're fishing. How important do you think that is? Is it you catch more fish by having the bait way out from the boat?
That is the way I think. You can, you know, when I'm blue cat fishing, further the better. When you're channel cat fishing, you can flip it right out there beside the boat and you catch it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's just, I'm stuck on that. Farther from the boat, better the fish. And I just can't help it.
Well, it works. I mean, you can't argue with success day in, day out, year in and year out. You've done it. That's how you gain confidence in anything, is doing it. Well, let's see. Now, I know a lot of times we would fish this time of year when I'm with you, we would kind of fish some intermediate depths. Water not real deep, but usually it's oftentimes close to some kind of cover. Is that key right now?
Oh, yeah. The buck brush in the shallows is your prime target right now. Pull in there, locate you an area. Normally the south points are going to be hot, but, you know, for the last while here, we haven't had much south wind. It'd blow out of the south one day and then 3 days out of the north. So right. I've been targeting backs of coves that the water's warmer, that have buck brush, and it's been producing fish.
David, the buck brush, there's cover like that. I wonder why that's key. Do you think the bait's in there and then, you know, in the shallowers? Or I wonder why the channel catfish, I mean, blues are there. It's not spawning time for catfish, that's for sure, you know?
Well, that's the cover for your bait fish.
Yep.
And then blues, they run in and out of there chasing them shad, perch, little crappie, whatever they can get in their mouth. And, you know, it's just a good place for an ambush. And when you got them out, you know, set up in there and throw to them, they're going to come get it.
You bet. Well, see that right there. And then the depths that we're talking about is about what?
I caught them here the last few trips from 2.5 to 7 feet has been my best bite.
Okay. All right. So, and then later in the day when the water warms, it sounds logical that during that time you'd, you know, kind of pull in, they might pull up a little bit shallower with the bait, right? Yep, yeah. Good. Now, for these eater boots and the size that we're targeting, we're talking about what, 2 to 10 pounders, something like that?
2 to 10, 15.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Primo. And if there is a better eating fish in fresh water than one of these that you're talking about, David, I don't know what it is. You know how us outdoors people are. We'll always have a favorite this or a favorite that. I tell people that are crappie, and who don't like crappie? Now, you know, I see the hackles on some of our friends listening. Their hackles are coming up right now. They're saying, "Oh, Luke's going to tell me crappie are not good eating." not true. I love crappie. But yep. I'll tell you what, this is a fact. You give me a big platter of crappie fillets in one plate and a big platter of blue cats that are weighing 2 to 10 pounds of those fillets and pieces of fillets, I'll take the catfish every time, David. I will. The crappie are people that don't like fish like crappie. That's what I always say. They're a neutral flavored fish.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, we was raised scaling them.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, the flavor of a crappie isn't right unless he's got the skin on him.
Man, you're right, and I haven't eaten a crappie scaled in several years, but yeah, that's something about the crispiness of that skin on the crappie. That is. Now you got me fish hungry. Everybody's out there, everybody listening saying, I got to go get some grease hot, probably defrost something, you know. But no, that's good, David. Now, in not too distant future, now that we can't complain with these blue cats when they're biting like this. That's what. It's primo. But in the not-too-distant future, the channel catfish bite under over-baited holes, that's going to happen, in another month or so? You could probably do it now, I'm sure, but why leave the blues, you know?
Well, the channel cat, you know, normally when they start moving in, I'll start catching them some in around these where I'm fishing for these blues. In the last week, I've caught one channel cat around.
Right. If you're after them, they're going to be out in 25 foot, and then you can catch them right now. But at Tewakinee, the deal is why? I mean, when the blue cat bite is so good, that's kind of what I think.
You know, I love to fish for the channel cat, but you know, just the anticipation of thinking that might be a 50 pounder fixing to hit that blue cat bite over there keeps me after it.
I know it. David, you know what, buddy? You and I are going to be teammates at the Yanish Catfish Classic. We're going to fish May the 5th and May the 6th together. I am really, really looking forward to it. I've been visiting with Jerry Miller, who's the mayor of Yanish down there. And I've been trying to, you know, through my writing and the radio, try to get the word out every way that I can. But that's an awesome tournament. It'll be at the Minnebucket, headquartered at the Minnebucket. And there's one thing I know about you and I. We spent so much time together hunting elk and bear and camping in the wilderness, everything else. We may not win. You know, the odds of any particular person winning is we've all got the same chances. We may not win. One thing I guarantee you is we're going to have a good time.
That's the bottom line. That's what it's all about.
That's it. So, folks, the Yannis Catfish Classic, the Minnebucket there, you can always go. There's a lot of places around Lake Fork where you can sign up for it. But Jerry Miller's, his number's out. He'll send you a form if you want to direct there. But Jerry's kind of heading it up this year. And Ken Freeman, who had ran it really for years, passed away. Lost him back in, I think, January. So just to mention, and David, I know you've got a busy schedule, but if you've got an opening for someone else that might want to come to Waukene and catch some of these good-eating blues, what's the best way to contact you, hook up with you?
You can get on Facebook and find me at Little D's Guide Service, Lake Tawakoni Trophy Catfishing, or you can just give me a phone call at 903-268-7391.
Well, David, thank you a lot, bud, for being with us. And I'm getting ready for that tournament, getting geared up. It'll be May the 5th and 6th. And I may have a chance to get down there with you and get all limbered up, you know, beforehand. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, man.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.
Hey, y'all, this is Bradley Doyle with Bradley's Guide Service and inventor of catfish bubblegum. I'm a catfish and crappie guide here on Lake Conroe, Texas, and I make my living fishing for catfish, sometimes two trips a day, and I prefer my catfish bubblegum, no stink catfish bait. All day long, I'm baiting hooks and catching fish, and at the end of the day, the last thing I want to smell like is something rotten. I can assure you that this stuff works, and if you're more interested in it, then you can go to catfishbubblegum.com. Or you can Google catfish bubblegum.
Hi, folks. If you're looking for an almost new used car, I want to invite you to go to Big 3 Auto Group in Seagoville, Texas. Now, Big 3 Auto Group is located at 2200 North Highway 175, and trust me, it's worth the drive. You can go online and check out their website, Big3AutoGroupTX.com, and Big 3, use the numeral 3, Big3AutoGroupTX.com. Or just give a call, 972-287-1744.